If you want to know the difference between the best and someone whose name you never even heard of, you better put away all the distractions and focus your attention right here, right now. What's up, my friends? This is Satoru Mateo with a brand new episode of Half-Ass to Badass. How do entrepreneurs, business owners, and experts influence themselves, their clients, and teams to maximize profitability, efficiency, and create lasting impact? How do they simplify life and business and yet still achieve more? What's the one thing separating the mediocre from the best? This podcast will give you the answers and reveal the secret strengths and the not-so-easy-to-admit flaws of the elite. My name is Satoru Mateo, and welcome to the Half-Ass to Badass podcast. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. Listen, today we're going to tap into and understand one of your superpowers. And the superpower I'm talking about controls everything around you. Your results or lack of results, what you do and don't do, what you're even willing to try. Before we get into the actual superpower, let's clarify a little bit of a current dilemma. We live in a world of mediocrity. Right? We live in a world of low expectations, and we live in a world of victimhood. And today, that's the norm. It's the norm we live in. Listen, the estimated annual cost of employee disengagement in the United States alone is $450 to $500 billion. And that's billion with a B. And of course, this impacts company growth, profits, productivity, and the difference being made in customers' and clients' lives. And if we want to engage ourselves, our teams, and inspire customers and clients to make us the logical choice when they make a purchasing decision, and if we want to change how we live, what we stand for, we need to deliberately engage this superpower and stop half-assing things. Listen, if we want to share, truly share our expertise and our knowledge, our wisdom, to be real authentic leaders in this world, we got to step out of the mediocrity of the world. We got to divorce ourselves from the low expectations of the victimhood we live in, which means we can't be the best in our field to stand out, to be badasses and victims at the same time. The truth is, we can't afford to be victims, period, right? So what is this thing that we're going to talk about today? We're going to talk about owning your best. Own your best, right? We spoke about owning your dark side last time. This week is about owning your best, right? This superpower comes from understanding that you are born the best. You are born a badass. That's something to remember, really. This superpower is an undeniable truth. Just remember it. No need to question it. Meaning, you wouldn't even be here unless you had won the sperm race. You got it? Right? We talked about that in a previous episode. But you wouldn't be here. It's just as simple as that. Right? Let's just own that. You were designed and born to compete, to win, to dominate, to be the best. It's in your DNA. Just own it. No need to apologize for it anymore. But it doesn't guarantee your position. Right? It doesn't guarantee your position. Just because you have everything and you're perfectly designed to win and you won once before, it doesn't mean you can disengage and expect victory. Is this making sense? Let me ask you, what happens when what is given to you goes unappreciated, unseen, unused, or even misused? It's worthless, isn't it? I know so many people who have lost important relationships because they didn't nurture or appreciate them when they were in their life. Not until the person got tired of not being seen, right, and they left, did the person all of a sudden start paying attention, right? To own your best, to embrace all of you, means appreciating the miracle that you are. What does this mean to own the best? It's to understand all the human traits, every single one of the human traits, the characteristics, the qualities you have, everybody has. Meaning there's no trait lacking in you. Nothing is missing. With that said, it's interesting. If you look at the word, the definition of a trait, it's a distinguishing quality or characteristic. So here's the problem with that. We judge and minimize ourselves. We compare ourselves to others and as a way to separate ourselves, right? To be distinct. So we look to create a unique identity for ourselves. We want to be different. So this can go two ways. We either minimize and crush our worth that way, or we make ourselves bigger. We put ourselves on a pedestal as a way to feel more important, to feel more significant and more special. But in humanity, every trait in existence you and I have, nothing is missing. We have the trait and the anti-trait. Sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down. Sometimes you feel strong and sometimes you're weak, right? Sometimes you're inspired and sometimes you're uninspired. Sometimes you're authentic and sometimes you're inauthentic, right? We got it all, or you wouldn't even be able to recognize it. So whether we define something as good or bad is really more about our own judgments and perceptions, meaning every trait has its value in the right context. The problem is we falsely believe that we lack some traits. We often believe others have things we don't, and that we're just born that way, right? More accurately, our traits come into optimal use when they're in alignment with our highest values. I'll show you persistence. I'll show you creativity. I'll show you resilience. I'll show you dedication when it comes to fighting our clients' well-being and success and our families. But you put me in front of something that I don't like, and you will see lack of engagement. You will see lack of focus, right? You will see lack of dedication, low energy, because it's not important to me. But I have all traits. Is this making sense? We falsely believe we're lacking. The reality is, like I said, you have them all. And so to own the best is to own your traits, all of them, because they're all useful in different contexts. When it comes to eating crappy food or not getting sufficient sleep or not taking care of my clients, with those kind of habits or behaviors, I want to be inconsistent or lazy or procrastinate. You know what I mean? Because I want to be the best. Because I want the opposite, right? I want to eat healthy. I want to take care of my sleep. I want to take care and nurture our clients. Are you following? So you want to know how you can use your natural design, your best, in order to accelerate your wealth, which really means your well-being, right? Wealth means really well-being. So you want to accelerate that, and you want to accelerate the results you create for yourself, for your clients, for your family. You want to be able to love and connect and deepening your understanding of the world within you and around you. So there's a problem here, right? The problem is that you came out a winner, right? And as a baby, right, people were impressed just by you passing gas, right? Mistaking it for a smile, right? Oh, look at the cute little smile, right? You were even celebrated for pooping. Believe me, that didn't last long. Think about it, right? Later in life, after being praised for your mere existence, now people are fast to judge. True? Right? When you came out, you didn't have to do anything to get love and appreciation. And everybody thought you were cute. People are inconvenienced by your ruthlessness, right? Your persistence. I mean, this is how you came here. Unapologetically. People started judging it, right? Being inconvenienced by it. Today, what do? They start rolling their eyes, sighing, trying to remove your unapologetic existence. Oh, don't be so energetic. Don't be so loud. Don't be this. Don't be that, right? They try to have you apologize for everything. What happens? You slowly start accepting it and you dim your light. That's the problem. And we got to shatter that problem once and for all. Because if you don't, if we don't, we'll stay mediocre. And there's no growth in that, my friend. There's no development. The world will stand still. Think about it. If there was no Steve Jobs, no Elon Musk, no Bill Gates, no Oprah Winfrey, and if there wasn't a you, think about these people. They have the same traits as you do. They're just using them differently, according to their values, according to what matters to them. They're using maybe their persistence to innovate, being creative in their form. You have yours. They still have the same traits. Maybe they're using their focus differently. They're using their time differently. They are no different than you and I. How do we take this piece of owning the best and apply it daily? How do we engage this superpower? Because really, it is a superpower, right? What's the kryptonite? Disowning your traits. When you disown your traits, you disown you. When you disown your traits, you disown your expertise, your wisdom, your knowledge, your experience. You disown your clients because you can't make your unique difference in their lives. When you're minimizing yourself, when you're dimming the light of your superpower, when you're disowning you, think about that. Because if you get this, if you really understand this at the core, you'll stop minimizing, you'll stop apologizing, you'll stop procrastinating in sharing your gifts, your knowledge, and your expertise. This, my friend, is how you change the world. This is how you leave your legacy. Changing the standards for those who come after you. This, my friend, is how we play a bigger, more meaningful game. This is how you apply yourself the best. How do we do it? How do we engage our superpower? How do we engage you, the born you, the one that is here right now? First of all, I want you to understand we all have a tendency to dismiss or hide traits. So here's a simple yet powerful way to get going. Number one, let's identify and clarify a trait you admire in someone else. Now, why do I ask you to choose a trait you admire in someone else? Because if you admire it in someone else, chances are you're minimizing it in you. It's a simple way of doing it. It's a simple way of getting clear on it so we can understand what a trait is. We look at something someone else has, someone you admire or respect, a trait you admire, a trait you wish you had, or maybe had more of. Think about that right now. What is that trait? Who has it? Can you see the trait? What is it? Who is it? Two, you look for when and where and with whom you've demonstrated this trait. So go to a specific moment. Where are you demonstrating this trait right now? Okay? Thirdly, ask yourself, where do I want to demonstrate this trait even more? What could be one area, one context, where this trait could have the biggest impact and meaning for myself and others? So identify a trait. Let's say you're looking for consistency, or you're looking for persistence, or you're looking to be less apologetic, maybe more ruthless. Maybe you're looking to be more relentless. So think about it. When are you being these things? When are you being more playful, more free? When are you being more creative, right? When are you being unshakable? It allows you to be more relentless, more creative. So if you think about it, when you're saying something like, well, I don't have enough time, you're using that story, that excuse that you don't have enough time, which we all have used that language, right? I have many times. It's a good reason not to apply yourself, right? To not apply the best. It's a way to apologize and dismiss yourself, but it's also a way of minimizing yourself. So for example, when you are minimizing yourself, when you're excusing yourself with not having enough time as an example, when you do that, are you owning your best or are you back to being mediocre, right? Well, we know the answer to that, right? So we have identified a trait, number one. We look for where and when and with whom you're demonstrating it, right? And I can tell you right now, I remember when I wrote the acknowledgement of my best-selling book, Unshakable Wealth. First I thought, well, why am I writing an acknowledgement, right? Who cares? Who would even read the acknowledgement anyway? So I thought it was kind of a waste of time. Then I sat down and I started thinking about it. And I realized that the acknowledgement was really like writing a love letter, like writing an appreciation and gratitude for the people who provided the path for me. And that created an opportunity to have this moment. And all of a sudden, as I was sitting there, I'm sitting there writing with tears running down my eyes. Because when I was done, I was like, wow, this is like a really cool experience. Then I was going to read it to my wife and I couldn't read it without crying because I was so filled with gratitude. It was something I thought that was meaningless until I connected to the truth. So if you think about vulnerability as a trait that you avoid, maybe consider the drawbacks of avoiding it and look at what are the benefits. Where have you been vulnerable and how has it been beneficial for you? I was connecting to being vulnerable, right? Practicing that, which allowed me and my wife to be seen, both of us, because I was connecting to the acknowledgement of my book. Either way, the trait is there. So I decide how much or how little I apply that. What traits you want to expand, right? What do you want more of? It's always in existence, so you either use it or you're not, but it's still there. It's not lost, it's not disappearing, it's there. Just because you don't walk around thinking about your heart, right? Your heart is still there. Just because you don't walk around thinking about the blood pumping in your body right now, or the oxygen going through your body or your veins, it's still doing it, right? You don't walk around thinking about that all day long, but it's still happening. Lastly, it's to create the habits, the daily habits, to strengthen the traits. Strengthening the traits by creating daily habits that allows you to apply the trait on a daily basis, consistently, deliberately, intentionally, purposefully, right? There's no mindlessness about this. So what are the specific situations where you can apply your traits? If you want to make a significant increase to your income, if you want a consistency in your revenue every month, what's a trait that is not only useful, but a must? What's a must-have trait, right? If you could only pick one trait, what would be one trait that, if applied, would generate significant amount of consistent monthly revenue for you, right? What would be that one trait? Think about it. Tell me, how important do you think this is to understand? How important do you think it is to own your best? In other words, own the traits that are yours. See, if you believe being nice or being a good girl or a good boy is a good trait, maybe that's one of the reasons you're not achieving the financial results you want, because you're apologizing for your existence. You see, when you're apologizing for your gift, your knowledge, your expertise, and your wisdom, others cannot enjoy you fully. Apologizing and minimizing who you are is not how you got here. You are unapologetic and relentless. And that, my friend, is how you won the race. I hope this has been a powerful listening session for you. And I hope you will share this with someone you love. Thanks so much for listening. And until next time, own your best. Bye for now. Boom! How did you like that? Hey, if you're thinking, I want some more hands-on training, I wish I had someone who could keep me accountable, keep my mindset straight, and help me grow. And if you want to be part of a community of badasses just like yourself, you can go to halfasstobadass.com and join the waitlist, because we are in the middle of creating something super cool. And if you're liking this experience, the community we're building will blow your mind for sure. We haven't officially opened the doors yet, but by getting your name on the VIP list, you will be the first to know when we go live. Sound exciting? We are very excited. Actually, the more accurate word would be inspired. I can't wait to share this with you. So it's super easy. Just go to halfasstobadass.com and get yourself on the VIP list right now. Talk soon.